This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. At the beginning of this week, I shared August vegetable garden tips and touched on planning a fall vegetable garden. Today, let's dig in. We've been sinking our teeth into delicious corn on the cob, homegrown tomatoes, melons, and more. But we can also have some repeat edibles by planting leafy greens or reds or burgundies. Those vegetables we grew in spring can be repeated, and add Brussels sprouts and beets too. I eat salads nearly every day for lunch. Planting lettuce, kale, and other leafies sounds like a good idea to me. Mix up those colors and try something different. There are some pretty cool reasons for planting as our temperatures begin to cool off, at least historically. Pests are fewer, those that irritate our plants and those that irritate us. Mosquitoes are first to come to mind. Some crops actually taste better with cooler temperatures. Arugula is one of them. In the summer heat, arugula can become bitter instead of savory. The National Garden Bureau reports that kale and Brussels sprouts taste sweeter with a frosty coating. Remember to check the growing information to make sure the veggies you plant have time to grow to maturity in our colder climates. You could plant some radishes too. Expand your palate and try some different varieties of your spring-planted vegetables, perhaps a purple cauliflower or burgundy broccoli. There's also bush beans. I just talked about how the heat has affected their production. Here's your chance to go for it again. I have lots more information on GardenBite.com along with links and photos too. Be sure to check it out and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.